a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to your daily devotional podcast, anchored here in Isaiah 43 and verse 19. It reads, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." We're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of Rahab, and today we explore Rahab's future. Let's look here in Matthew chapter 1, verses 2 to 6. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, and Judah the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Aram, and Aram the father of Abinadab, and Abinadab the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon the father of Salmon, and Salmon the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King David. The genealogy goes on, continuing all the way to eventually, in verse 16, Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, and who is called the Messiah. Rahab's future. We know almost nothing about Rahab and her family after they are rescued from the assault on Jericho. They are lodged outside of the people of Israel, and perhaps over time they move to within the camp. But we do know, beyond that she appears in the genealogy of Jesus. And this means several things. It means she got married. And it also means she became a mother. Someone put it like this on a blog on a website that I've linked to in the show notes, that God redefined Rahab and thus her future. He redefined her from a fallen woman to a chosen woman, from a bad girl to a bride, from a mess to a mother, and from prostitute to progenitor of the Messiah. And there may be a little bit of exaggeration in there, perhaps, but God definitely changed the complete future trajectory of Rahab's life. Hasn't he done the same for you and me? When we're baptized into Christ, we are redefined by God. We become his children, part of his family. Our identity changes from stranger to friend. Our status changes from lost to found. Our future changes from horror to hope. And our destiny changes from hell to heaven. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is." Now, that is a couple of verses that would be well worth meditating on in prayer, asking God to bring home to you all of what it means to be called a child of God, to be someone who is beloved, to be someone who has a hope, someone who has a future that is so glorious it actually can't be adequately described. We don't know exactly what it will be like, but we will be like him. Take some time today to pray, to thank God for redefining you. Ask him to make clear all the ways in which he has changed your future, and thank him for the future, even the parts that aren't yet clear, because we know not so much what that will be like, but who will be there. Jesus will be there. Our Heavenly Father will be there, and we will be with them. In any case, I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your whole world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care, and God bless.